relax and unwind, but stay informed. It's the Sunday Cafe on Magic Talk.
It's 21 minutes now to 9 o'clock with me, Mel Homer, on the Sunday Cafe. Let's talk Going West. 25 years old, the Going West Festival this year. Now, that is a win right there. And I have the festival director in the studio with me now, James Littlewood. Good morning to you.
Kia ora, Mel.
Nice to have you here. 25 years old, that's a big win.
Oh, I know. We're super proud of it. 25 years ago, we were the only literary festival north of the Nauranga Gorge, and that's for Wellington. And Wellington had a program, and Dunedin had a program. Now, we can't call them imitators. Some of those festivals are really good, and they're all over the country now. So, yeah, it's interesting times.
So, how did it start all those many years ago?
A beautiful, beautiful moment. There was a bookshop in Parnell called Under Silkwood, owned by Murray Gray. Naomi McCleary walks in. She's an arts manager for Waitakere Council under Bob Harvey. And they get talking, and he says, what I really want to see is Morris G, the famous New Zealand novelist, on a train going west, reading his novel Going West. They did it. They put him on a train. He read Going West. They went to Helensville. They stopped off because no one used the Western Line in those days because it was a bit moribund. And, they'd stop in all sorts of places and just jump off the train and have literary festivals all the way out the Western Line to Helensville. We've been going ever since. Murray and Naomi fell in love. They've been life partners ever since.
Aww.
And,
it's never stopped.
That's how it started. Never stopped. Well, it did stop once.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that. So last year we had this COVID. You may have heard of it.
It's like a disease.
Yeah. How did that affect things?
Profoundly, and in more ways than one. We cancelled. That sucked. No one likes to cancel. Mm. Our funders need things to be COVID-proof. So we thought, what should we do? So, when we cancelled, we actually diverted a lot of our resource into commissioning new work. We thought, how can we contribute to culture? That's what a Lit Fest does.
Mm.
So we commissioned five new poems from five great poets and got five great filmmakers to make films out of them. That they're all up on our website, free, ad-free, and for anyone to enjoy. I'm really proud of those short films. We've also got a couple of short documentaries that we've made. They're nearing completion now. We made a book, Voices of Aotearoa, 25 Years of Going West Oratory, and that's going to be launched at our festival session, a special session in September.
So you still had things going on. Goingwestfest.co.nz too, by the way, is that website.
Thanks.
So this year, I guess you had to look at things and try and COVID-proof the Going West Festival.
We found a really big opportunity to innovate out of COVID. So, we had to be COVID-proof. So how do we do it? Well, we thought we could go into our living rooms and stream everything down the fibre optic, put our heart and soul into it. It works for some people, but it didn't feel like us.
Mm.
And so instead, we've got four events, and they're all a month apart. So we've got the gala on the 14th of August, that's this Saturday, and then September, October, November, the second Saturday of each of those months, we're doing a complete takeover up at Loptal House, which is a beautiful heritage building in Te Tarangi and Te Uru Gallery, which is right next door. Yeah.
So you're spreading it out, theoretically thinking, well, if there is some sort of COVID issue, some of it will be able to go ahead.
That's right. I mean,
fingers crossed all of it.
Yeah, I think all of it. It would be nice if we go into lockdown on the Thursday and we've got a show up on the Saturday, then we lose that show. And I think we'll probably repurpose the putia that's gone into that project, and maybe we can do it again. But yeah, that just gives us a kind of an agility. And also, it's kind of weird. It means we're all at night. So far as I know, we're the only Lit Fest in Aotearoa that's all at night. And I don't know, it changes it in a funny way. It makes it, I don't know, a little bit more glamorous or something. Mm. You sort of got that going out feeling.
Going out at night time.
I know, crazy.
So what are some of the things that you're really looking forward to this year?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the gala coming up on Saturday because it's our first return to a live festival since 2019. And so I always think of it as Auckland's best date night. It's got poetry, ideas and music and, you know, and an open bar. So what else could you want for a good date, a good night out? Darren Kamali is one of our poets. He's a Fijian poet. And I just want to really give a shout out to our brothers and sisters in the Pacific and in Fiji who have got really an awful lot on their plate right now.
Yeah.
And it's so anything we can do for that community, I'm really happy about. We've also got Carlo Mila, whose book The Goddess Muscle is absolutely on fire. I've met people who sometimes roll their eyes a bit at poetry, but to them I just say, well, a story is the right words in the right order, but a poem is the best words in the best order. Mm. And so, and her work is both politically volatile and also lyrically beautiful. Simon Wilson's joining us to give an oratory about our theme, which is Stranded in Paradise.
Good
Take
theme.
That any way you like. I know, sounding familiar. And then Charlotte Yates is an incredible musician who, over the last 20 years, has, amongst her other work, she's put out four albums where she's put the works of great New Zealand poets to music. That includes Hone Tuwhare, Witi Ihamaida, James K. Baxter, and just very recently, Catherine Mansfield. So she's going to be performing with Julia Deans and an artist called Show Pony, and also West Auckland DJ, soul singer extraordinaire Sandy Mill is going to be joining them as well.
So that's all happening on the gala night, which is this weekend.
You bet.
This coming weekend.
Yeah, Saturday night, Glen Eden Playhouse.
And there's so many other events to look at as well. Maybe just touch on one more for me.
Well, I'm going to talk about October, an evening called Fabricated Reality. That's got a really interesting mix. It's got, in addition to, you know, the literary, you know, high art stuff with people like Murray Edmund and Irene Beautré, the book award winner. We've also got Nalini Singh joining us on that night.
She's a big deal.
I know. I know. And her books rip off that page. Mm. Yeah, just absolutely great. The other thing that we're doing that night is we're going to be previewing our brand new short documentaries, one about the Wellington poet Freya Daly Sadgrove and one about the young Asian poet Nathan Joe, who's currently the New Zealand Poetry Slam champion. And they're just, I've seen rough cuts and they're absolutely extraordinary pieces of cinematic art. Short, punchy, and yeah, put your hair on end.
So that's Fabricated Reality. I tell you what, there's so much here that we could be talking about.
Yep.
We're sort of out of time. If you want to find out more details about any of the events that are happening with the Going West Festival, then the best thing to do, I guess, is go to the website.
It's all there. You can book, you can read around it. Yeah, the two later festivals later this year, their programs are still to be announced, but Gala Night's up and our September event, Documented Reality, that's also up.
And Gala Night is, of course, the 14th of August, this coming weekend. James, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. goingwestfest.co.nz. Go and check it out if you're in the Auckland region and you want to see something good and also support some local artists and see something a bit different. Just sort of expand your horizons somewhat.